Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Here's a news bulletin, just in case you might not have heard. Young children are messy, noisy, and inconvenient. They always have been, and they always will be. It's just part of being little and having so much to learn. But young children are also amazing researchers, constantly using all their senses to discern the world around them and to understand the rules and expectations in their family. They're often capable of far more than we give them credit for, if we're willing to teach skills, be patient, and allow them to make mistakes. When children are toddlers and preschoolers, they love to help. They'll happily stand on a stool to help mix foods, squirt spray bottles and wipe up the counters, or push the vacuum cleaner with only a little help from mom or dad. All too often, though, parents are just too busy and are more interested in expedience and getting the job done right than in teaching and encouraging. "No, no," they say, "you're too little. You'll make a mess. Go play." Then, when children are older and parents want their help with tasks around the house and yard, they're shocked when kids say, "No, I don't want to help. I just want to go play." Connection is so important for children. Every important early lesson about social, emotional, and relationship skills is learned through patient, face-to-face connection, teaching, and play. But there's another side to this coin as well. If children experience only connection, what are they learning for the future? That inborn desire to help and participate in the life of the family may dry up, and their focus turns inward. "It must be all about me," they think. "My happiness is the most important thing." Every parent has to decide what they think is important for their child to learn. But if you want your child to develop empathy and to be willing to contribute at home, at school, and in the wider world, you must create opportunities for your child to make a contribution. The good news is that children love to help, and you can make the process easier for everyone. First, take the time to train your child. You can teach how to pour pet food in a bowl, place napkins on the table, or rinse lettuce leaves in the sink. Your child will not only develop life skills and self-worth, he'll learn that his contributions are important. Second, remember that mistakes are inevitable, and they're the best opportunities to learn. Imagine what might happen if your child grows up learning how to do tasks that are genuinely helpful, being willing to take risks, and believing he can make an important contribution to others. Yes, it will be a messy process, especially in the beginning, but it's well worth the effort. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.